Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 244 for the week of May 7th, 2012. This week, Finishing.com would like to welcome International Galvanizing Services as a new supporting advertiser in the Consultants Directory. Located in Claremore, Oklahoma, International Galvanizing Services specializes in galvanizing equipment evaluations, turnkey plant design and construction, galvanizing equipment design and manufacture, galvanizing consumables management, complete project management, and galvanizing equipment service and repair. For more information on International Galvanizing Services, please visit their WorldLink listing in the Consultants Directory. Here are excerpts from the NASF Bulletin for Spring 2012. Item: environmental groups criticize electroplating air rule, readying lawsuit against EPA. A coalition of national environmental groups has criticized EPA's pending requirements, saying it fails to address key hexavalent chromium exposure pathways, such as cancer risk from ingestion, that could warrant stricter air rules for finishing than EPA is proposing. In a preview of a likely lawsuit that activists could file over EPA's risk review, environmental groups argued against NASF in recent comments to EPA that the agency's chromium risk study is incomplete, unlawful, arbitrary, and capricious because the review fails to address or consider important elements on emissions, exposure, and health risk from hexavalent chromium. Item: NASF collaborates with Nickel Institute American Chemistry Council on EPA nickel risks. NASF is coordinating closely with the nickel and chemicals industries to launch a new nickel science and advocacy effort in North America. The U.S. EPA is moving forward on reassessing risks from nickel, especially nickel-soluble compounds most commonly used in plating and related finishing processes. A new nickel stakeholders group has been formed to include all users, associations of nickel, as well as other organizations. The group, which includes a wide range of global companies and trade associations, is expanding and met last week to discuss EPA actions after the NASF Washington Forum. Chemicals and nickel industry representatives briefed senior congressional staff on the need for tighter review of EPA's decisions pertaining to nickel. For more information on this NASF bulletin, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events through the end of May. On May 8th, 9th, 15th, 16th, 22nd, and 23rd, the AESF Foundation will hold a web-based course on electrolysis deposition. On May 10th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting at the Tartan Room in Orange, California. Also on May 10th, the Grand Rapids branch of the NASF will have Old Timers Night at the Hilton in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On May 15th, the Philadelphia branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting at the Mill in Palmyra, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Tom Palizzi on 10-year finishes for outdoor aluminum furniture. On May 16th through the 18th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Owens Community College and Binks DeVilbiss, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On May 17th, the MAMF will have their annual meeting at Manducati's in Long Island City, New York. Also on May 17th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will hold their workshop and forum at Pedro's Restaurant and Cantina in Santa Clara, California. And finally, on May 17th, there will be a metal finishing roundtable discussion of mid-state New York State metal finishers at CNY Technology Development Organization in Liverpool, New York. And on May 22nd, the Rochester branch of the AESF will have the Frank Buchman Memorial Golf Tournament at Eagle Vale Golf Club in Rochester, New York. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.